Daily Devotion with Pastor Bala for April 8th, 2021, from Luke chapter 13, The Narrow Door. Verse 22, Jesus went on his way through towns and villages, teaching and journeying toward Jerusalem. And someone said to him, Lord, will those who are saved be few? And he said to them, strive to enter through the narrow door, for many, I tell you, will seek to enter and will not be able. Notice that Jesus did not answer the question, how many people will be saved? Only a few people? As humans, we very often are focused upon numbers, like how much this thing will cost, or how long that is, or in this case, how many people will be with us in heaven above? Jesus doesn't give us an answer to that question. Instead, Jesus refocuses us to a more important question. Will you be saved? Do you believe? So that's why Jesus says, enter the narrow door. Instead, Jesus refocuses us upon our own spiritual condition. Why? Because too often we are more concerned about others than concerned about what we do and what we believe. Jesus describes the narrow door. In case if you were wondering, what did he mean by a narrow door? He describes it this way in the Gospel of John, John chapter 10, verse 9. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and go and out and find pasture. Jesus also states in the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. So Jesus continues this theme. So let's get back to Luke chapter 13, verse 25. When once the master of the house has risen and shut the door, and you begin to stand outside and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, open to us. Then he will answer you, I do not know where you came from. So Jesus is trying to teach us that not only is he the narrow door, but timing is also very, very important. Because one of these moments, that door will be shut. But then Jesus explains that there's a counter argument that the people will say that will not hold much water. He says in verse 26, then you will begin to say, we ate and drank in your presence, and you taught in our streets. But he will say, I tell you, I do not know where you come from. Depart from me, all you workers of evil. So can you eat and drink with Jesus and listen to Jesus and not believe? Unfortunately, attendance numbers or attendance at church really doesn't mean that much. Consider what St. Paul says about eating and drinking with the Lord's Supper in connection with faith and trust in Jesus. From 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 27, whoever therefore eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty concerning the body and blood of the Lord. Let a person examine himself then, and so eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body eats and drinks judgment on himself. That is why many of you are weak and ill, and some have died. Notice that St. Paul puts the focus on discerning the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in the Lord's Supper. Because when we discern the body and blood of our Lord, what happens? Well, I like what the Gospel of Matthew has to say about this. In Matthew chapter 26, verse 26 through 28, now as they were eating, Jesus took bread and after blessing it, broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat. This is my body. And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. Notice the forgiveness of sins is attached to this. Yes, Jesus is the only way that we have forgiveness of sins, and we can ever be reconnected to God. So Jesus is the only way. He is the doorway to God. And so we believe and trust in this. Join me again tomorrow as Jesus receives a death threat. God's peace and many blessings be with you, and thank you for listening, and please take an opportunity to share this message with others. If you have enjoyed these daily devotions, please consider making a donation to Peace Lutheran Church, 24024 West Main Street, Plainfield, Illinois, 60544. Thank you again for listening.